You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com. This is Senior Moments on KVON 1440. Proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit in collaboration with Molly's Angels, providing transportation and support services to Napa County seniors in need.
And this time around on Senior Moments, we're happy to welcome in Napa County Deputy District Attorney Diane Knowles. And good morning to you.
Good morning, Barry. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Thanks for being here. Being Senior Moments, we're going to focus on the topic of elder abuse. And, you know, the first thing that came to mind, I know this is only part of issues involving older folks, but I saw two or three mentions on the Nextdoor network just in the last few days about scams, which, right, is an aspect of elder abuse. How does your workload break out? I know there are cases involving family members sometimes or caregivers sometimes, mm-hmm. institutions, strangers like scammers. How does it break out?
Well, you know, the thing with elder abuse really is that it is so wide-ranging. It is so pervasive, and there are seemingly never-ending ways to take money away from elderly people. And the scammers are here and very active in Napa. And one of the most common ones that we're seeing now involves telephoning elders, pretending to be family members, like, for instance, grandchildren. And they'll say, you know, Grandma, I got in an accident, I'm on my cell phone, or I got a DUI. And they know the grandchild's name, and so that's used to sort of reassure the grandparent. And then, of course, if the voice doesn't sound exactly familiar, well, we all have masks these days. And then, of course, the phone is given to an associate who's pretending to be an attorney or pretending to be the, the bail agent or whoever it is, whatever the scam is. And then they're off to the races. And there's always some reason why, you know, the elder is not supposed to tell, because that's going to mess up the plea deal, or it's going to upset the judge and the gag order. And so there's always some vulnerability. There's always some time element. And there's always a way to get that elder to get cash or to buy these gift cards, which is the latest scam, and to turn that money over to hopefully rescue the grandchild. And so it's really, I would say we see a lot of it. I don't know what the exact percentage is, but there's a definite, very, very high percentage of scams related to elderly. And of course, there's always, you know, the family and friends who are also victimizing elderly people here in Napa, yeah. and all over the country.
Are you ever able to successfully prosecute the scammers that you're talking about? Because they're not local. They're somewhere else, right?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I have a case right now that the elderly people, I don't want to be too detailed about it because the case is still pending, but I will just say that the elderly victims in this case realized after the first time that they gave the money and the jackals came back for more and they had another story. And that kind of tipped off the elders that maybe this was a scam. And so they pretended to play along with it while they called the sheriff's department. And the Napa Sheriff's Department acted quickly, decisively, and they were able to catch them. They caught the scammer in the act. Now, of course, they didn't catch the associates that were on the outside and probably down in Southern California somewhere, but they did catch the scammer that actually had the nerve to go into the home of the elders and get the money. He took the money, he drove away, and the sheriff's department intercepted him and arrested him and found the money in the trunk of the car.
Wow.
So it was fabulous. Yeah. They did a great job.
Yeah. I'm glad to know sometimes they get caught.
Yes. Yeah. And more recently, as the scams become more known to victims and to law enforcement, we can take some action.
You know, I was just thinking about how if you have a criminal mind, it's possible that you're looking for the laziest way to get the money. Back in the earlier time, you would see the common surface your driveway scam, mm-hmm. right? We're going to resurface, fill on those cracks, make your driveway look real pretty. Mm-hmm. And all they did was spray some black water and take your $200 or whatever, right? That actually involved work.
Right.
This stuff on the phone mm-hmm. doesn't really require much work. Creativity and acting skill, I guess.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
It makes me sad. Let's talk a little bit, though, about the more disturbing things that happen when it is a family member or a caregiver. Mm-hmm. And these stories will surface now and then. There was one famous case that spent a lot of time in court, I believe, in the St. Helena area about a home and getting control of somebody's home mm-hmm. is a big deal in a place like Napa Valley, right?
Right.
What are the things that you work on? What are things people should be leery of? How do we see our older citizens protect themselves from people that they think are taking care of them?
Well, Barry, the focus now really is on reporting, and sometimes the elderly are vulnerable. Here in Napa, we have a large elderly population, and we have a lot of wealth in Napa. And that's an irresistible a combination for people that want to take. Elder abuse is, you know, reaches all socioeconomic areas, all races. It's really ubiquitous in our society. And so rich, poor, simple, sophisticated, any kind of victims out there should be on the lookout. And we should all be on the lookout for our neighbors and our friends and our family members, because it really reaches everywhere. APS, the Adult Protective Services, has a hotline. And you can call that hotline. You can call it anonymously if you wish. And APS will check out the situation. They will also cross-report to the police. You can call the police, and they will cross-report to the Adult Protective Services. So, and again, you don't need to have in your own mind, you know, and proof beyond a reasonable doubt. What you need to have is a suspicion that there's something amiss, that there's something wrong. If you see something that looks suspicious to you, say something and have somebody check it out. If there's nothing there, it won't go anywhere. But if there is something there, the elder and their assets will be protected.
Mm-hmm. There's, this kind of fits into what we talked about last show on Senior Moments, which was ageism and perceptions people have, stereotypes. Mm-hmm. One of those is that, you know, as you get to a certain age, you just don't have your faculties. Mm-hmm. You just don't really know what's going on, which is mm-hmm. completely not true today. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people who are 85 that have a lot more going on than people at 35. Nevertheless, it's not that difficult for a child or a grandchild or a niece or a nephew to make the case. You know, look, Grandma, yeah, I know Grandma said that, but she doesn't have it all anymore. It's, you know, she's not the same as she used to be, mm-hmm. right? There's a tendency to believe that right away. Mm-hmm. And that's how people will get conservatorship or power of attorney or, right? That's so challenging, especially in some cases where the family unit is not real strong, they're not close, but there are big assets and people get greedy.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why there are protections in place. There are courts, there are lawyers who represent people, and you want to make sure that you have advisors and third parties around, professionals around who are, you know, in the know about the family dynamics, in the know about what the elders' patterns have been over the years. You don't want to be in a situation where you see big changes in something that maybe the elder doesn't know what's going on, and somebody is actually taking some action without the elder's knowledge. The elder may be concerned about portraying a attitude of reporting it because they're afraid that it might be some evidence that they didn't know what was going on. But that really is not necessarily the case. There's a lot of times when people are taking advantage because maybe somebody's away on a trip and maybe they've, you know, there's some action being taken with their the grant deed to their house or something. So sometimes people don't know what's going on if they're busy living their life.
We're talking with Diane Knowles, who is Deputy DA and focuses on elder abuse, among other things, for Napa County District Attorney's Office. What's the most common kind of case that you deal with?
In elder abuse, I suppose the most common kind are caretaker and family members taking advantage of elderly people.
Mm-hmm. The caretaker part, that one is scary for families because often the case people don't live close enough to take care if they want to, but they still care about mom and dad, grandma and grandpa. And so they hire someone and they invest a lot of trust in that. And then they find out something isn't going right. That's really disturbing. Is it more common to see like financial abuse, mental abuse, physical abuse? Do they come together in those situations?
I think that they often do come together, but I think the focus is financial because, again, that's where the vulnerability is. That's where the, like you say, the opportunistic predator instinct comes in with these people. And again, this is a very easy thing for them to do. They've gained the trust of the person, and now it's time, since there's nobody looking, to cash in. So it is very disturbing, but here in Napa, you have a caregiver ordinance, and that caregiver ordinance is helpful because it at least assures you that you are starting with a person who doesn't have a background. Because everywhere else, there's no limit on who can become a caregiver. It could be somebody with a felony criminal record. It could be somebody who's been released on parole. It could be anybody. So take advantage of the caregiver protection that you have here in Napa and get that background search done.
I have to ask, have you seen the new movie, I Care a Lot?
You know, I just saw it Saturday night.
Let's have your review.
Well, I do think it was a bit Hollywood.
Of course.
It was a bit Hollywood. So entirely unrealistic, mostly. But it does show that it does show a scary scenario.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was a bit Hollywood.
It's a great yarn. My movie reviewer on the show described it that way. I watched it the first week it was out, just randomly ran across it, but it's absolutely intriguingly made. It's a thriller of sorts and just takes one twist and one turn, and it's really fun. But at the core of it is this idea that a really evil person could make a lot of money by manufacturing ways to get control of people's lives, their assets, their homes, their bank accounts, and so on.
Yeah, my sister insisted that I watch it on Saturday night, and it is true. However, you know, that's what I'm saying. We have courts, and in court, you're allowed to have a lawyer, and that lawyer is speaking for you, and the judge is going to want to have some assurance that all of this is on the up and up. Okay. Plus, in Napa here, you have very good people in charge of the agencies that those kinds of things couldn't happen. So, for instance, you have a public guardian here who is who's excellent and who steps in when it's appropriate to step in, but is making sure that everything is on the up and up.
Yeah. Yeah, again, it's fun, it's entertainment, it's not necessarily realistic. The character in the movie makes all the judges and other lawyers just look like buffoons, like she's just way too smart for them, which is part of the yarn.
I will just say I've known many professional conservators in my career, and I've never run into anybody like Rosamund.
She won a Golden Globe, by the way, for that acting performance. Quite good. So in terms of basic information and who to ask and resources. Someone listening thinks, well, I'm concerned about my mother's caretaker. I'm concerned about myself in terms of the people around me. What are some places where they can go to get information, make contact, ask questions?
Well, at the end of this month, the DA's office has participated in the opening of the Monarch Center, and that's going to be a place where victims can go to get all the services that can be provided to victims of this sort of thing. But if you're sort of in the stage before that, where you're trying to figure out if you're really in a situation of victimization. Again, I think the place to start is either to call APS, Adult Protective Services here in town, or to call the police department and have the professionals investigate what it is that may be going on.
Mm-hmm. All right. Diane Knowles, our guest from the Napa County District Attorney's Office, where she works on elder abuse cases. How many elder abuse cases in a year's time or a month's time?
You know, that's very tough to say because we're dealing not only with Napa Police Department, we're dealing with the Sheriff's Department, we're dealing with Calistoga, we're dealing with St. Helena, American Canyon. I mean, I don't have a sense of the actual statistics, Barry.
Would you perceive that you're seeing more problems or fewer problems over time?
No, there's more problems. There's more problems. There's more wealth. There's more elderly. We have an aging population. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but when economics get tight, you know, the scammers come out in full force. And not only that, but we know that elder abuse is amongst the most underreported crimes there is. And however much we're seeing, Barry, we know there's a lot more there that isn't getting reported.
Mm. Cautionary note to wrap up on our senior moments for this week. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
All right. And that's it for now. Senior moments each Wednesday morning at this time.
Senior Moments was proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit in collaboration with Molly's Angels, providing transportation and support services to Napa County seniors in need. You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM and KVON.com.